This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm Fred Penny, your host, using my gas mask here with Todd Kiernan, with Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter. Do not adjust your volume. Cal, do not adjust my volume. This is the way it's supposed to be.
I had to turn it down a little bit. No, that's fine.
Yeah, the mask is just making it difficult for me to talk. But it's okay. I've got my, my hazmat suit on. Todd, you've got your hazmat suit on, I see.
I do, but, I didn't put the helmet on before we got on the air. So.
Since
you and Denise are both wearing helmets,
you're
I figure
wearing
I'm
helmet,
okay.
Denise? Are you wearing one? She won't even talk.
She's not even going
to
talk.
Todd is a no-suiter. We have no vaxxers. Todd's an anti-suiter.
Yes, I'm a conscientious objector to suits.
Well, all I got to say is I don't trust Denise and Todd. Yeah, I don't know if you washed your hands.
I did.
Anyway, well, let me take the mask off here. Let me take the mask off.
Thank you.
Hold
sorry,
on.
Denise. Yeah, yeah. Your mask interfered, Denise.
Cal,
yeah.
I don't hear myself either.
Well, I don't know. You're there. I can
all
see
right,
you and I can hear you.
I'm here.
I don't know why you
would. It's March 14, 2020. Cal's asleep in there and turning
no,
the buttons and playing around.
No, I'm not. It's all
there
right
it
here. It's all right here.
855 Law Radio. This is the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth, and we are a legal show, believe it or not, but we really talk about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. We're not giving you advice. The only time we want you to use us as an example is when someone is either at a, you're hanging out at the bar with someone, you're at your in-law's house, and they say, and you just stop them with the they say and counter them with a Radio Law Talk says as follows. So that's about the only time you want to use us as expert testimony of some sort.
You know, we should do.
Wait.
Apparently, only two of us can be on at any one time in the microphone.
Well, this is the challenge. I turned on Denise's mic and I turned yours off.
Hey, Cal, would you put your shirt back on?
I like that idea.
Well, it is Naked Radio Day today, so I'm sorry.
You got your Speedo. Would you put your shirt on?
Yes. By the way, I think that's on backwards. But anyway, we should come up with like Radio Law Talk flashcards that can be flashcards that can be concealed for dinner conversations, so that when somebody brings something up, you just look down at the Radio Law Talk flashcard. Well, as a matter of fact, in the landmark case of Fishbein versus Arizona, whatever, come up with something.
There will
Leave
be no
you,
flashing, on, no flashing on
you.
The show. No flashing
Denise
on the show.
Denise Dirks is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer, and Todd is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in a couple of states, and a criminal defense lawyer. Cal Hunter thinks he's a lawyer, and a three-time Emmy nominated, but never a winner.
Nope, I'm just
producer.
A prisoner of love, Fred.
Yes,
that's all I am.
I know you are. Cal's hot one today. Hey, all I gotta say with all this, I don't even know how coronavirus thing going on. Look, all you have to do in life right now, forget about the toilet paper. Forget about getting, anything. Just listen to Radio Law Talk. We will be your connection in life. Just hook on to us. We will always be here, to my knowledge.
Are you saying we're electronic toilet paper?
Yes, we are. That's exactly right. No, get a bidet is what I'm saying.
That's what, I was thinking that earlier today, too. Whoever thought that there would be a run on toilet paper? And apparently 8.5 by 11 copy machine paper, because I couldn't find any of that.
Or leaves.
because apparently when the toilet paper ran, I was like, well, it is 17-pound copy paper, but that'll work.
Cal, what is in my house? You've been in my house.
Yes.
What is in my house? See, tell our listeners why Fred Penny is so smart.
Brett Penny is so smart because in every room in the house, there's a wheelbarrow full of toilet paper.
No. What's in your bathroom, in the guest bathroom?
Oh, there's a bidet.
Bidets?
Yes.
I have bidets in all my houses.
They make me very uncomfortable.
I know it does. Cal is very uncomfortable. He sits in that bidet.
I'm just saying.
Now, what's this button? Oh, what's that button? I didn't mean to touch that button. Yeah. Oh, there's another button.
It's a spritz.
It is a little stunning.
Cal as well.
What the heck?
Where's the temperature on that thing there?
I put it on. When Cal's coming, I put it on like 110.
Hey, Cal, how long did it take you to realize that it was supposed to be for your bum and not your face?
Is that what it's for? I didn't realize that.
Fred popped it up to 110. Cal's in there with a mug going, hey, this will be great for some herbal tea.
I'm genuflecting in front of the porcelain throne, and I'm going, oh, wait a minute.
I'm not quite sure what all the brown stuff are.
I said I wanted a cup of Joe, but this is ridiculous. what is it? We are, 11 minutes into the show? We've already gone off the rails. That's nice.
So, Denise is here.
5 minutes into the show. Sorry, I don't know. I can't even tell time. So.
WZXI, don't turn off, 1280 AM, 95.5 FM, and 94.1 FM, Lancaster, Kentucky. Welcome to the show. KHNC, 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado. Thank you for adding us, and KRFE. I'm going to throw a shout-out, big one, to KRFE Lubbock, Texas, 580 AM, 95.9 FM. Go to Lubbock. You know why I'm shouting them out? They shouted us out. They called our affiliates relations manager and said they loved our show. They thought it was, I think they thought, what people think is, boring Radio Law Talk, let's just throw it in a slot. And next thing you know, they can't turn the thing off because this is just comedy. This is a Comedy Central with a touch. I'm talking just a touch of law we're going to discuss.
Yeah, just a smidge. It's like one of those, remember the old days with Iron Chef where they'd have the mystery ingredient and whatever meal they made have the mystery ingredient in there. You know, somebody make a full-on steak dinner. What's the mystery ingredient? Well, it was shallots. Okay, so we had the little bit we did put over here, but everything else is
normal.
Well,
we do have a thing called case or no case for those of you who don't know, and don't know much about the show. Cal, we're not going to start it yet, but
this is
where Cal tells us a case, okay? And then either he made it up or it's a true case. We got to determine whether or not it's a case and what the outcome is. And Denise and I and Todd, we battle this out. The first one to 50 points, that individual gets a free dinner anywhere they want within the continental U.S., I think. That's the rule.
within the continental counties that we...
Yeah, or
the adjoining counties where we broadcast this show.
And then we actually took Cal last time. We had to.
Which was very kind of you. Very kind of you. I appreciate it.
It was a little embarrassing, but we had to take him, you know.
It was a nice dinner. I liked it a lot.
So that's what that is, and that's coming up. But we're going to talk about the Durst trial is still going on. R. Kelly's back in the news, the R&B singer, about his court case coming up. We got to talk about Weinstein and what he said after his sentencing, or before his sentencing, and after he was found guilty. The Led Zeppelin on the latest Stairway to Heaven, and I'm trying to think of the name of the song. What's the other
Spirit?
Song?
Spirit Taurus.
Taurus was the song.
I always get those backwards.
Yeah, Spirit Taurus song. And then, ready for the shocker. Cal, there's got to be a ding. Give me a sound.
But for what?
No, drum roll type sound. Okay, guess what? We're going to have to talk about Johnny Depp again. There's another lawsuit. There's lawsuits talking. We always say without Johnny Depp, I don't know if we'd ever have a show. So we're going to talk about Johnny Depp's latest lawsuit and what's going on there in that trial. So, but again, case or no case. Don't forget, I'm your host, Frederick Penny. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, which is what phone number?
It's 855-529-7234.
Or tweet us at RadioLawTalk.com. Hey, you can follow me at FrederickPenny1 on Instagram, or you can do it at Radio Law Talk on Instagram. I'm growing.
You wonder, who's Frederick Penny without
Guess
the one?
What? I'm going to get just a Frederick. I'm just getting Frederick. I'm gonna get big enough that you want. Cal, will you buy me an ice cream if Instagram just says we're going to do at Frederick? I'm that popular.
You know it. I'll make it happen.
All right, I got it happen. All right, we'll be back after this.
All right, folks, stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up, including case or no case, that will take you down to the bowels of the sea. Coming up next, right here. Don't go away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
This is Frederick Penny,
Todd Keenan,
and Denise Dirks with a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35 markets across the United States, and Radio Law Talk provides that opportunity.
Some of you have listened to the show and thought, my business should be advertising there right now. We agree.
So email info@radiolawtalk.com.
And we'll get right back with you.
Let us help your business grow in multiple markets. Email info@radiolawtalk.com now.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All right, we're back. We're about ready to... Kate, don't do it yet, Cal, but... Todd says we're going to do a TikTok dance someday. So those of you who don't know what that is, I know everyone's over 40 listens to our show. We got to have to do a TikTok dance. Not now, maybe next week.
I mean, state or states.
Yes.
As long as we all sign waivers, because I'm pretty certain if the three of us or four of us, Cal gets involved, the four of us do one of those TikTok dances, I'm almost positive somebody is going to throw a hip or end up injured something. So everybody's got to sign waivers, even though we know that those are easily gone.
All right, Cal, let's roll it. Let's do this.
They'll be throwing up something. I'm pretty sure of that. All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I take you as promised down under the sea. April 9th, 1963, a nuclear submarine with a new class of hull, the USS Thresher, got underway from Kittery, Maine, 8 o'clock in the morning to begin her initial post-overhaul dive trials. In the area east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, the Thresher conducted an initial dive test, surfaced, and then performed a second dive to half-test depth. Easy for me to say. Then at 6:30 on April 10th, they started the serious business, the deep dive trials. Following standard practice, Thresher slowly dove deeper. As the Thresher neared her test depth, her nurse ship on top, the Skylark, heard this garbled thing that said something like, "Minor difficulties, have an up angle, attempting to blow." And then an even more garbled message with the number 900. And the Thresher was heard from no more. And the issue is, nobody knows why. There was no further communication from the Thresher at that point. So a Navy captain many years later got curious about this and said, "You know, I know this is a nuclear submarine. There are probably some classified secrets, but we're not using that class of sub anymore. I want to know what happened." So he decided to sue his, or that's not true. He talked about suing his own agency under the Freedom of Information Act to try to get the report on the sinking of the Thresher released. So I thought it was an interesting case, and so I thought it would be one I would share with you right here on Radio Law Talk. So, Denise, you have the lead in points, so I'd like to start with you, if I may. Denise has 12 points, Todd has 7, Fred has 7. Denise, go ahead.
Before that,
I thought I had 14. I got all four.
Who was the person? Who's the person that you were talking about?
I can find
it. The Navy captain.
Just a Navy captain.
Just a Navy captain.
I'm not going to give you his name because it's interesting but not important to the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was looking into suing under the Freedom of Information Act to get information regarding what actually happened to the submarine.
There was a 900-page classified report. 900 page.
Wow.
And he said, "I want that report. I want to know what happened." Oh. I don't know if he had a relative on there. I don't know. But I know he was highly motivated to get to the bottom of that. So what
okay.
do you think?
Well, it's definitely a possibility. And you can access documents like this, even classified documents, after a certain period of time by the Freedom of Information Act.
So it
might be redacted. I think I no case. And the reason I say no case, I'll tell you why.
Fair enough.
Because you corrected yourself, and you said, "Oh, well, he contemplated suing."
Well, that's because for this purpose of case or no case, I can't tell you that he sued.
Right.
So, Mr. Penny, what say you? Go to Denise's left.
Well, the answer is, I don't know if there was a lawsuit, but you don't have to sue to make a claim under the Freedom of Information Act. So my answer is he did file a Freedom of Information Act. I don't know that he actually sued, so it's a true scenario, but I don't think it was a case, but it actually happened that he did bring a Freedom of Information Act claim against the government to find out the information.
And what do you believe the result might have been?
The result was he got all the information that some of it was, well, he's not going to be able to if it's classified, but from the 1963, I think it's over with. So it's past, mm-hmm. it's due, and he was able to get some, not all, some of the information.
All right. Todd, what say you?
Well, Mr. Hunter, I just don't know how you sleep at night. I don't
Very
know.
Well,
I'm going to say, I'm going to agree with Denise. I'm going to say no case, and here's why. Because I find it very odd that you made reference to a garbled message that said some reference to the number 900, and there just happened to be a 900-page classified report that they came up, and I think that's too coincidental to be a coincidence. You made it up. No case.
Now, Fred,
Mike's going, dang it.
No, no, I didn't say, no, Cal, I said it was a scenario, never a case.
Okay. Fred's over, I didn't take my hand off the rook. I can still change my move.
That's true. So no, saying, I'm just clarifying.
So you're
I
saying
said
it was no case.
It was, no, I said it was a
scenario.
So I'll tell you what I'm doing, Cal. I've got my foot in each side
you're,
of the.
You're hitching a little bit, Fred. What you're
I'm
doing.
Sitting on the fence.
Well, I want to know, case or no case, yes or no?
No, it's not a case, but it is a scenario.
And Denise, you say no case?
I said no case.
Todd, you said no case?
No case.
Okay, well, that's really fascinating. I love that when I listen to you guys talk about all this. Those of you who say it was not a case, that would be all three of you. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, no! Dang it! I should have said case.
Not only was it a case, the government began to release portions of the report. The judge ordered them to release it 30 pages per month. So he's gotten 90 pages so far out of the 900 and still does not know the cause of the crash.
Oh, so it only happened 3 months ago that he
well,
made
it's fairly
crash.
Recent. This is the article I read, so it's fairly recent. And
wow.
I was just fascinated by the whole thing that some guy said, listen, I want to know what happened here, right?
That is a great case scenario that is interesting for our listeners.
I agree.
And stumped us all. Almost didn't stump me.
I was close.
But see, I did say it was a scenario, true?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was close. It's like it was a hand grenade. You know, and it was like or horseshoes. You know, I almost got the you know the ringer, but
he's,
not
he's
quite.
He's trying to lobby his way into a point, a half a
not
point.
Not going
to
happen.
When we come back, we're going to talk about hand grenades and horseshoes or the Durst trial. Same thing. We're going to discuss some interesting things that are going on. We'll give you a brief overview about the Durst trial because I'm telling you, if you don't know what's going on, it is bizarre with a capital B. In fact, I think this is one of the ones where the judge said, this is quite interesting and bizarre, this case. We'll be back after this.
And also next hour on Case or No Case, I'm going to take you to a New York deli for a bagel. That's all coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y.
The
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii called for introducing a universal basic income of $1,000 per month until coronavirus no longer presents a public health emergency.
Most Americans don't have that safety emergency bank account, even for a short term, what to speak of if you're talking about weeks or potentially months. And so really looking at this universal basic payment, an emergency direct aid to every single American, I think makes absolutely the most sense.
The spread of the virus has sparked wide concerns about the economy, leading to the cancellations of numerous events and conferences. The coronavirus has now killed 41 Americans, and there are more than 2,000 cases nationwide, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. We'll continue to bring you coronavirus updates and everything you need to know right here at USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wait.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Okay, thumbnail sketch, brief overview, quickly, Durst. The Durst family is a very well-known family, big developers, developed skyscrapers. And
out of New York, right?
Out of New York. Robert Durst is kind of the black sheep of the family. My general understanding is you know, the family's a great, upstanding people that are good citizens, and Robert just kind of went off the deep end a little bit. That's an understatement. He had a wife. She disappeared. That was over, what, 40 years ago, just disappeared. And then he killed his friend and neighbor. He claimed in self-defense and chopped him up and put him in bags and threw him over in the river. Was found not guilty in that case, and that was in Texas, was it?
Yes, it was in
that
Texas.
That was in Texas. And then his confidant, really close friend of his lady that knew apparently, quote, too much, she then was killed.
Yeah, shot in the back of the head.
Shot in the back of the head, and they're trying to figure out what happened to her. And she, by the way, was, her dad was a Las Vegas famous mobster. Was it the Jew, something the Jew, the Davy the Jew?
Davy the Jew.
Davy
yes.
the Jew
yes.
was her father. And now he's
and
on
And she was the only child
yeah.
of his.
And Durst is now in trial in Los Angeles, because this is where this happened, in Southern California, for the murder of this friend of his, okay? And so that kind of sets it up. And this guy, Durst, decides before the trial, and this is before he's indicted for this murder of this friend of his, and after the chopping up the guy deal and his wife missing, let me just get to this point, he went on an HBO special. And on this HBO special, he talked about, you know, just some issues and things, and then while he was in the bathroom and still mic'd up, now, we don't know if HBO kept him mic'd up or they forgot to turn it off, but he said some bizarre things while he was passing gas the whole time, and because he wasn't going number one, he was going number two. And that is the best. Go to our Facebook, our YouTube of Radio Law Talk, and you can see the bloopers, which where we're laughing, of him actually talking to himself and saying, you know, things like I did, or they say I did it, and yeah, he said all these weird things.
They've got you now.
Nothing all
to
these
do,
things.
But yeah, right.
Yeah, all these things he's saying, and so that's going to come up in this trial. So the trial started in Los Angeles. It's now opened up, and they've started with some testimony. And some of the first testimony that they've done is his wife, former wife. They've never found the body, and again, we always say this and reiterate it. Innocent until proven guilty. At this point, Mr. Dirks is completely innocent and may be innocent. So but we're just going to tell you some of the evidence that the prosecution is now laying before the jury. The first thing is the wife that disappeared. They've never found anything. They've never found her. Who's testifying is a Dr. Marion Waddington. And this doctor was apparently a liaison in medical school for Mr. Durst's wife's 40 years ago. And she said as follows. So she's testifying what she said. And then Todd and Denise are going to get into the evidence, how they can, because that's hearsay, but why this person from the dead is basically, well, we don't know if she's dead. It's been 40 years, but I think they've said declared her dead. But she said as followed, this person testified as followed, that Miss Durst, Mr. Durst's former wife, said, quote, this is her testifying, she said, should anything happen to me, you make sure you don't let the bee get away with it. And then, so she cusses and calls him some. She said this. I had a sick feeling when I heard she was missing. So she testifies of that Thursday, I believe on Thursday. And don't forget, he is not being prosecuted for the murder of his wife. It's of this friend, and I'm going to put in quotes, that was shot in the back of the head.
Yeah, that's right. Because look, before the HBO special came out, the investigation had gone stale into the death, and something interesting came out in opening statements that the defense made. And here's the reason why it had gone stale: they didn't find any fibers, no DNA, no hair, nothing at the crime scene for Berman. This is the person who, in her house, as alleged, was shot execution style in the back of the head, no forced entry. It was somebody, they opined because of that she knew that she had let in. Now, Durst admits that he wrote the note. He admits that he wrote
the note. Tell the note.
That's an anonymous note saying that he sent to, that was sent to the police saying, I think it was like body at this location.
Cadaver,
because he wanted somebody to go there and find her. It was an out-of-the-way location residence, and if nobody had known to go there, who knows how long the body would have been there. He admits that he did that, but I mean, nothing was found at the scene, and until the statements came up on the HBO special, they didn't have anything to tie into, and that was something that the defense focused on in their opening statement.
The toilet statements.
Yes, the toilet statements that were made. But here's the thing about this case, and you have to, this falls, in my opinion, in the category of, be careful what you ask for, because the prosecution has wanted to get in the evidence of the missing spouse, the evidence of the missing spouse's statements, and as you pointed out, Fred, that's clearly hearsay. Now, just to The definition is a statement made outside of court, not by a witness at the trial, a statement made outside of court that's being introduced, and you want the jury to believe it for the truth of what that statement says. And so the question here is, on what legal theory does it come in? One of the exceptions to the hearsay rule is called the dying breath declaration, but that is only applies to statements where somebody is, they've been mortally wounded, they're not dead yet, and they make a statement about who did it, and then they pass. Okay? That is an exception. Well, these statements here don't fall into
that. Well, exigent circumstance, emergency circumstance, they can, if there's an emergency.
Well,
but this is not necessarily an emergency.
Well, I'm talking about statements of the deceased, because they're saying that she is dead. And so one of those is the dying breath declaration. That doesn't come in. Exigent circumstances, that's something that's made under the excitement of of an incident that you're witnessing, and the theory behind that is a person would not have had time to fabricate it.
That's right.
Okay, well, that doesn't apply here. Sometimes you can bring in, we saw this in the Weinstein case, evidence of a common motive, plan, or scheme. Well, okay, they can't even prove how or if, technically, his wife is dead, she's disappeared. They don't know the manner in which that death occurred, so I don't see how this comes in under common plan or motive or scheme. And the reason why I say this all falls under the heading of be careful what you ask for is if you get evidence in under shaky legal theories or questionable legal theories, you are opening it up for all sorts of rulings on appeal to overturn a conviction because an appellate court could very well say, well, yeah, this evidence should not have been admitted, and it was highly prejudicial, so you got to go back and do it again and not introduce those statements. And so it is questionable.
Yeah,
but it doesn't appear the defense objected to this evidence.
Well, they didn't object to the evidence because the introduction of this evidence and arguing over whether or not it can be introduced was handled by way of pretrial motions, and those happened back in 2018 and 2019.
Got it.
And so the court already ruled that this evidence was admissible. They did all of that arguing for days and 400-page motions, but they did it a year, year and a half ago.
Are they trying to argue like a pattern or something?
I have no idea what the theory is.
This one, Berman wasn't cut up and, all that way.
Shot in the back of the head.
Yeah,
yes.
Very different.
But here's the interesting thing. She testified, this is the doctor, that 40 years ago when this happened, first of all, she said, it didn't surprise her, but she testified that did you call the cops? Yes, I did call the police, and they dismissed me and actually hung up on me. And she said they just completely ignored her. And she said that, don't forget, at this time, Durst, his wife, was in the process of divorcing him. But just bizarre that, look, I've got this information. I'm friends of both of them. This is what she said. Hangs up on him. Oh, yeah, we've heard all that. So this is kind of bizarre what's going on in this Durst trial. But there's a few more that testify in this trial we're going to talk about when we come back. The former wife that's been missing since 40 years, her brother gets up and testifies. Very interesting what his testimony is about. We'll be back.
There's a lot of really good things coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, whether you're listening on your favorite radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. And remember, we podcast from that site as well, so we appreciate you listening no matter where he's from. We'll be right back right here. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious?
Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So we're back talking about the Durst trial down in Los Angeles. Now, the friend or the liaison in medical school, apparently the former wife of Mr. Durst was going to medical school. And again, the trial's not about his wife that disappeared 40 years ago. It's about his friend that was shot in the back of the head a little while ago, but not... I don't remember. I don't have the date on the top of my head. But anyway, long story short, now stepping up is his former wife's brother, Jim McCormack, is obviously 40 years later testifying about what he observed Mr. Durst. And it says that those who are in the court, that he stared at Mr. Durst as he was testifying. I mean, upset, clearly upset about this guy. And said, you know, he basically, you know what he's thinking. But he testified during a Christmas event at mom's house. That would be his, Jim's mother and his sister and Mr. Durst's former wife. That apparently it was time to go. They're all enjoying each other. It was early evening of some time period. And And he was like antsy to go, and he started walking to the door and let's go. And she kept talking to her family before they left, and he actually walked out the door. And then came back because she hadn't followed him and grabbed her by the top of the head and the hair and just drug her out. And so he saw basically, and so he testified that the physical type abuse that he had seen this individual treat his wife and the sister during a Christmas time period. So anyway, that's kind of the last thing that testimony during this week that, again, this trial's just started, but we're going to continue to follow it, Todd and Denise.
Yeah, last segment we were talking about one thing, and I wanted to ask Denise about this, because, again, this was just going back to the statements that Durst's wife allegedly made to her mentor, the medical individual, about if anything happens to me, look at him. Denise, as a practitioner of family law, how often do you see, or how common is it, or what's the frequency in a, say, a contentious divorce, because they were going through divorce, for one party to say to their attorney or somebody else, hey, if anything ever happens to me, look at that person, and then nothing ever happens? I mean, does that happen? Is it?
Well, it happens. It happens. It's not often that happens, but it does happen. I would say that it happened. If it and when it happens, the actual demise of the person doesn't usually occur.
Yeah, and the reason I bring this up is if somebody was looking at these statements saying, well, yeah, you see, they said it, she said this, and then she goes missing, and this was in the middle of a contentious divorce, I would think that a court might look at that reason for introducing the evidence and say, yeah, I don't know that that's as rare as you think that it is.
I think I've got the reason why it is connected.
What's that?
Because Ms. Berman, his friend, apparently, this is what has been alleged, that right after the disappearance of his wife, she made a critical phone call, and she pretended to be his wife, saying that she was going to be away for a while and would miss work. So the phone call had been tied back to Ms. Berman, who ended up dead. So that may be the connector that brings in the information about his former wife.
And then to piggyback on that, another piece of evidence that is, I don't know if it's been introduced yet or is proposed to be introduced, is the statements of the deceased, Miss Berman, where apparently she had claimed to somebody before her death that she assisted Durst in covering up the murder of his wife. Now, look, when you look at this evidence, one of the things that the prosecution has to show is motive. What is Durst's motive for killing Berman? And the motive becomes very important when you don't have an eyewitness and you can't say who did it. Look, if somebody sees person A kill person B, you don't really have to get too much into motive because there's no question about identity. But when you don't know who committed the murder,
right,
now motive becomes very important because you start to look at it, who stood the most to gain by this. And if it's true that Berman had made this statement and that she was going to, or had made an appointment, or had told Durst that she was going to talk to the police, now you have motive. And that puts those statements into what's called a dual category. One category is hearsay. Clearly, it's out of court, offered for its truth. You want the jury to believe that she was actually going to say that. But then the alternate, if I'm the prosecution, I say, no, I'm not introducing it for the truth of the matter. I'm introducing that statement for the effect on the hearer, regardless of whether she was actually going to talk to the police, regardless of whether she actually helped cover up the murder. The fact that she was going to make that statement alone is something that would have scared Durst to the point that he thought, I have to eliminate her so she will not make the statement. And so it's that dual use. And
is that a state of mind exception?
What the court does is it looks at it and says, well, if it's not being offered for the truth of the matter, if it's not being offered to actually show that Berman helped covering it up and that she was going to go to the police, if it's not offered to say that those facts are actually true, but just for the statement, then it's not technically hearsay because it's not being offered to the jury so the jury can believe those things. They just want the jury to hear that she said she was going to do those things, which gave Durst motive. And so apparently the court did a balancing test and felt that the prosecution's theory held out, so they're going to let it in. And again, still raises the issue on appeal.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we're going to follow this. Stay with us. Again, go to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk about this. But I want to touch really quick about, we've got a number of other things, but I want to talk about R. Kelly really quick. This is a quick discussion before we end. R. Kelly is a famous rapper. He's the guy that you've seen on television that was interviewed by that famous lady. What's her name? She's on the morning show.
Gayle King.
Yes.
Gayle. And first of all, R. Kelly kind of went off. And if you ever want to see that, go on YouTube and find his interview with Gayle King. But R. Kelly is hit on two different there's a case going on against him in Illinois and one in now in New York. They're bringing allegations. Again, it's allegations that he raped an underage girl and gave her herpes without disclosing that he had the disease. And that was in 2005, 15, 17. So now, they're pursuing that. And apparently, what's it say? One of the new counts that Kelly's indicted is coercion, enticement of alleged victim, Jane Doe, and carries 10 years, a minimum of 10-year sentence in prison. And this is the individual that, remember, was apparently married to a 16-year-old or underage
What is her name? Elia?
Yeah.
Elia.
Yes. You know, the thing about the federal case in New York is if convicted, carries a 10-year mandatory minimum sentence.
Right.
Okay. And the other thing that I see about this, there's always this question that I hear so often, is there a rise in these type of cases, or are we just hearing about it more than we did before? And look, when you have, the thing about R. Kelly is that he would videotape these, allegedly, and you could hear him making statements, and well, you know, if the prosecutor gets a hold of a videotape, let's just compare that to trying to prosecute the exact same conduct 40 years ago, before we had cell phones and the ability to take, you know, 20 years ago, before we had the ability to take video really quickly and to do all of that. I don't know if that means it happens more frequently or if it's just that people are so stupid to videotape this at the evidence.
You know what,
though?
The thing is, they used to do that in the old days. I remember seeing Cal, pictures of Cal, holding the thing with the powder on it and taking these just discriminating bad pictures.
You got to hold still for, like, what, you know?
Well, he knows how to hold still.
Okay. I had the flash powder, you know.
Well, we're going to follow this R. Kelly. By the way, he's going to be tried in federal court in Chicago first, then Brooklyn for next. His Brooklyn trial, New York, is May 18th. Join us for the second hour. We're having more fun. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
There are two more hours of Radio Law Talk yet ahead, whether on your favorite radio station, if they're carrying it all three. If not, flip over to RadioLawTalk.com. You can catch the rest of the show there.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.